Small business owners who don't work from home are having a hard time, too. Many businesses in Lower Manhattan are laying off workers. Some will have to shut down for good. Today brought a further blow to some small businesses. New York Mayor Giuliani announced new traffic restrictions in Manhattan. Single-occupant passenger vehicles will be barred from driving below Midtown during morning hours. Some streets in Lower Manhattan are still completely shut off to automobile traffic. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Ernie Saruya, the owner of Tribeca Auto Repair, is driving up to one of the many police checkpoints going into Lower Manhattan.
How you doing, officers?
Saruya says earlier today he was told by police that he'd be allowed in with his truck, but now these officers tell him he can't drive in, he has to walk.
Park it. That's, you tell me, you guys are the boss. No problem. I mean, every day it's a different thing, you know what I mean? So that's why I ask, you know what I mean?
For the past 2 weeks, Saruya's auto body shop on the West Side Highway has been shut down because none of his customers can get to him. His road is closed except for a steady flow of emergency vehicles. Standing in front of his shop, Saruya says he's had to lay off his 8 employees. Some workers have been with him 12 years, and one is a good friend.
It's just a heart-wrenching situation. What are you supposed to tell him when you know the guy's got 3 kids? Your kids play with his kids, you know what I mean? You all go fishing together, you know what I mean?
Saruya says he could probably qualify for an emergency federal small business loan, but since he can't get a straight answer about whether it will be days, weeks, or months until road traffic is reopened here, he's afraid his business might fail anyway.
You could lose the business and then turn around and still have a loan to pay back. So that just, to me, you just gave me another bill.
Many business owners say they need more than a loan. Billions of dollars are pouring into disaster relief and rebuilding funds, but officials say they haven't sorted out how much grant money will be available for small businesses. Some business owners say they're being told that unless they had physical damages, they're not eligible for grants, even though many are being hurt most by a lack of customers. There are some 10,000 affected businesses in Manhattan. An industry group estimates less than 25% have business interruption insurance to cover such losses, and some don't have much time.
Not very long, 2 weeks.
Around the corner from the auto shop in Tribeca, Maria Valim owns and runs Pico Restaurant with her husband. From here, you can clearly see a massive pile of rubble from the World Trade Center a few blocks south. After the attack, Valim says she was feeding firemen, letting them sleep on her floor, and not thinking about money. But now she says higher-end restaurants like hers are in trouble with business 20% of normal.
And I feel badly even complaining about it. I really do. But I just feel that if we don't get open to normal business, then we're not going to have a business. And we put our heart and soul into this place. It's my husband's life dream, and he built the place himself.
Some small businesses are doing better. As more residents move back into the neighborhood, they're going to delis and corner stores. Yvonne Fox runs a pet store here in Tribeca and says her sales are up to about 60% of normal. She's been able to stay afloat by spending her savings.
I don't want to use every penny I have, but I'm also at the same time encouraged because people are back. And more will be coming back. And I feel like at some point I will be able to get to the point I was at before this happened.
Fox's landlord is letting her pay rent 2 weeks late, but like many other shop owners here, she says he's not giving her a break on the rent.
He made it very clear he was not reducing the rent. There was no sensitivity at all, none. He was very direct.
Chris Arnold, NPR News, New York.